إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا بلوناهم كما بلونا أصحاب الجنة إذ أقسموا ليصرمنها مصبحين ولا يستثنون. فطاف عليها طائف من ربك وهم نائمون. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: بادروا بالصدقة فإن البلاء لا يتخطأها. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable ulama ikram, respected brothers and elders, Allah Rabbul Izzat, out of His kindness, has opened up many avenues and provided man with many opportunities to reach Allah. When the verse was recited, من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا, when this verse was revealed, a sahabi by the name of Abu Dahdah radiyallahu anhu came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ya Rasulallah, inna Allah yastaqriduna wa huwa ghaniyun anil qarz. Did I understand the implications of this verse correctly? Is Allah asking us a loan despite Allah being independent? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded by saying, Na'am yuridu an yudkhilakumul jannata bihi. Yes, you've understood correct. Allah is just providing you with an added opportunity to enter you into Jannah. What were the words of Nabi alayhi salam? Yes, we have heard correct. Allah has asked for a loan. Allah doesn't need the money. Just providing you with another opportunity to get you into Jannah. He said, okay, O Nabi of Allah, let me then just have a transaction with you. فَإِنِّي إِنْ أَقْرَضْتُ رَبِّي قَرْضًا يَضْمَنُ لِي بِهِ وَلِصِبْيَتِي الدَّحْدَاحَةَ مَعِي الْجَنَّةِ. If I give Allah a loan, can you stand guarantee that myself, my wife and my children will definitely enter into Jannah? Nabi alayhi salam says, yes, if you promise me the loan, I promise your entry into Jannah. He said, okay, then listen, O Nabi of Allah, فَإِنَّ لِي حَدِيقَتَيْن. I have two gardens. وَاللَّهِ لَا أَمْلِكُ غَيْرَهُمَا. I swear by Allah, this is my entire wealth. I own nothing beyond these two gardens. إِحْدَاهُمَا بِالسَّافِلَة وَالْأُخْرَى بِالْعَالِيَة. One is in Safila, one is in Aliyah. I give both, ja'altuhuma qardan lillah. I give both on the name of Allah, on the condition that you secure my abode in Jannah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, responded very positively, but Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam told him, wait, let's do this here. Ij'al ihdahuma lillah, wal ukhra da'aha ma'ishatan laka wa li'ayalik. The one I will give to you, one you can contribute on the name of Allah, and one you keep as a form of income and provisions for your wife and your children. He says, okay, O Nabi of Allah, if you suggest that, then I make you my witness, the better of the two for Allah and the other one for myself. O Nabi of Allah, the better of the two for Allah and the other one for myself. Nabi alayhi salam says, well, the only thing I can tell you, idhan yajzika Allahu bihi al-jannah, then definitely jannah is for you, your wife and your children. Allah and the other one for myself. Nabi alayhi salam says, well, the only thing I can tell you, idhan yajzika Allahu bihi al-jannah, then definitely jannah is for you, your wife and your children. He leaves from there happily. And he comes towards his wife who was reclining, which was customary among the Arabs. They would sit in their gardens, in their date palms, in their vineyards, perhaps enjoy the beautiful breeze, some birds chirping, a nearby spring of water, children playing their wonderful atmosphere. From a distance, he calls out to his wife and he sings couplets to his wife. هداك ربي سبل الرشاد إلى سبيل الخير والسداد بيني من الحائط بالوداد فقد مضى قرضا إلى التنادي أقرضته الله على اعتمادي بالطوع لا منا ولا ارتداد إلا رجاء الضعف في اليمعاد فارتح لي بالنفس والأولاد والبر لا شك فخير زاد قدمه المرء إلى المعاد. That, oh my beloved wife, I can no longer enter this garden, belongs to Allah. May Allah guide you to prosperity and righteousness. I have agreed and I have made a transaction with Allah. I have given this. Baini min al-ha'it bil wadad. You know very well how fond and how attached I am to these gardens. But I heard that Allah is asking for a loan, and I've made an agreement with Nabi alayhi salam, and I have given this garden as a loan to Allah. Happily, with the hope that Allah will double my reward. Fartahili bin nafsi wal awladi. I cannot come inside, take the children and come out. For verily, piety is the best provision on the journey to Akhirah. His wife congratulates him. His wife congratulates him. She embraces him. And then she also responds with poetry. بَشَّرَكَ اللَّهُ بِخَيْرٍ وَفَرَجٍ مِثْلُكَ أَدَّامَا لَدَيْهِ وَنَصَحَ قَدْ مَتَّعَ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِيَالِي وَمَنَحَ بِالْعَجْوَةِ السَّوْدَاءِ وَالزَّهْوِ الْبَلَحِ وَالْعَبْدُ يَسْعَى وَلَهُ مَا قَدْ كَدَحَ طُولَ اللَّيَالِ وَعَلَيْهِ مَجْتَرَحَ. That may Allah guide you, O my husband. Indeed, I will stand guarantee on the day of Qiyamah that you have discharged the obligations of the wealth and the affluence that Allah has given you. Allah allowed us to benefit from these gardens, but I know in lieu of these dates, Allah will give me more superior dates in Jannah. You know, she uses the word balah. If you study Arabic, you can appreciate the vastness and the eloquence of the Arabic language. When the date comes out on the tree, the first form of the date is called khalal. It is called khalal. Thereafter, it is called balah. Then it is called rutab. Then it is called busr. And then it is called tamar. These are the different names of the growth and the development of the date. Then she comes towards the children. تَخْرُجُ مَا فِي أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. She takes out whatever is in the mouth. تَنْفُذُ مَا فِي أَكْمَامِهِمْ. She dusts the pockets out. She says, these dates now belong to Allah. She throws it out. She comes out and husband and wife greet. Nabi alayhi salam looks at this year. He says, كَمْ مِنْ عِذْقٍ رَدَاحٍ وَدَارٍ فَيَّاحٍ لِأَبِي الدَّحْدَى. Allah alone knows. Allah alone knows how many gardens and orchards, how many date palms and how many vineyards and how many palatial homes Abu Dahda and his family will have in Jannat. So one avenue that Allah has given us is generosity on the name of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says there are two angels in disguise who have no task other than one making dua and one cursing. مَا لَهُمَا عَمَلٌ. They have no other duty other than one saying, اللَّهُمَّ أَعْطِ مُنْفِقًا خَلَفًا. Oh Allah, whoever gives on your name, give him a better substitute. And the other one saying, اللَّهُمَّ أَعْطِ مُمْسِكًا تَلَفًا. Oh Allah, the one that hoards, destroy his wealth instantly. Allah, destroy his wealth. It comes in the Hadith Qudsi when Allah decorated Jannat. شَقَّ فِيهَا أَنْهَارَهَا. Allah caused the rivers to flow. دَلَّ فِيهَا ثِمَارَهَا. Allah let the fruit hang in Jannat. Then Allah addressed as Jannatul Firdaus. And Allah said, تَكَلَّمِي. Speak. What do you have to say, O Firdaus? When I have designed you and decorated you. So Jannat said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah, what can I say other than fortunate are those that will reside within me? Oh Allah, what can I say other than fortunate are those that will enter me? Allah then addressed Jannat and said, "Wa izzati wa jalali la yujawiruki fiki bakhilun." I swear by my grandeur, I will never allow a miser to put foot into you. I swear by my grandeur, I will never allow a miser to come close to you. When the Nabi of Allah was leaving this world, the greatest calamity and catastrophe that could come on human race. Can we imagine every man was sharing his pain and his the agony of his separation. His honorable consorts, his honorable respective wives surround him. And each one crying and knowing that now the Nabi of Allah and my husband is to leave. The Nabi of Allah left one advice to his wives. أَسْرَعُ كُنَّ لُحُوقًا بِي أَطْوَلُ كُنَّ يَدًا. Naturally, after the death of Nabi alayhi salam, Sahaba did not want to love waking the wives of Nabi alayhi salam desire life. Nabi alayhi salam says, I know every one of you is desirous to join up with me quickly after my demise. The one that is most generous, Allah will give her death firstly to join me in Jannat. The one that has the longest hand, Nabi alayhi salam said, Inna Allaha ba'atha habibi Jibreel. Allah sent my beloved Jibreel to Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. And he came and he told Ibrahim alayhi salam, that Allah has told me that I must inform you, O Ibrahim, Inni lam attakhidhka khaleelan ala annaka a'buda ibadilli. O Ibrahim, I have not made you my friend because you have worshipped me the most. وَلَكِنِ اطَّلَعْتُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. But I searched the hearts of the believers. فَلَمْ أَجِدْ قَلْبًا أَسْخَى مِنْ قَلْبِكَ. And I did not find a more generous heart than yours. It was this generosity that inspired me to make you my friend and my prophet. In fact, in one riwayat it comes when Allah will command that the kafir, a generous kafir, who will be thrown to Jahannam, فَيَقُولُ لِمَالِكْ خَازِنِ جَهَنَّمْ. Allah will tell Malik, who is in charge of Jahannam, عَذِّبْهُ. Punish this man. He will suffer eternity in Jahannam because of disbelief. وَخَفِّفْ عَنْهُ الْعَذَابَ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ سَخَائِهِ الَّذِي كَانَ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا. But reduce his torment in relation to his generosity in this world. There is no other act of nobility that would avail a kafir on the day of Qiyamah. Of course, because of his kufr, he will suffer eternity in Jahannam. However, his punishment will be reduced in relation to his generosity. And this can be substantiated in another quotation. We know the incident of Samiri, the man who initiated the worship of the Kaaba. In Ruhul Ma'ani, with reference to Bahr al-Muhit, it is written that when Musa alayhi salam came, he wanted to kill this person because of the evil act that he did. Allah told Musa, "O Musa, indeed his crime justifies that you murder him. However, he has one quality, and that is generosity. Because of that, curse him, but don't kill him." And hence Musa alayhi salatu wasalam did not kill him. He only cursed him, and he lived the life of loneliness. So brothers, one avenue that Allah has provided is for us to present our wealth to the deen of Allah Ta'ala. We have to endeavor to advance ourselves both in physical ibadat as well as contribute in those forms of worship which are monetary related. I just want to speak on one aspect, and that is the virtue of charity. The hadith I quoted in the beginning, Nabi alayhi salam said, "Badiru bis sadaqa." Hasten in giving charity. فَإِنَّ الْبَلَاءَ لَا يَتَخَطُّعَ لَا يَتَخَطَّعُهَا. No calamity and tragedy will come after charity. Nabi alayhi salam says, a calamity will not surpass tragedy. What did the Nabi of Allah say? إِنَّ الصَّدَقَ تُطْفِئُ غَدَبَ الرَّبِ. Verily, charity cools down the anger of Allah. And that is why I often say, and I try it my best, and let me also advocate it at this platform, that when a person repents from a sin, then he recites, Quran, he performs salah, he should also give charity in the path of Allah. After every sin committed, as a token and as repentance from that crime, charity should also become a common practice. What did the Nabi of Allah say? It cools the anger of Allah. وَتَدْفَعُ مِيتَةَ السُّوءِ. And it safeguards a person from an unpleasant death. It diverts and averts calamities. People are talking of insurance and outsurance and cut out the middleman and lower premiums and whatever else have you. There is no better way you can insure yourself and your family than giving charity on the name of Allah. In the ayat al-kareema that I have recited, Allah draws the picture of a wonderful scene. Allah paints the picture. There was a wonderful man, an elderly person, a father living with his sons. The Quran speaks about it. And he had a farm. He used to harvest his crops. He had a wonderful action that whenever it was time to harvest the crops, the poor people used to come. And he used to give them charity. They used to line up there. He never really mind, never felt bad about it. They all used to come. He used to give them a share. He used to bring a certain amount of crops home. He used to eat from it. And a certain amount of crops he used to take to the marketplace and sell. The old man passed away. The youngsters inherited the legacy of the father. The youth of that time, as the youth of today, thought they were smart, competent, and intellectual. So they said, no, now we are the heirs, we have inherited, we're going to do away with the practice of the father. I mean, what is this here? Anybody comes, they must pay. There's nothing is for free. The father passes away, they inherited. While the father was carrying on with that particular practice, so many calamities were being averted, and so much barakat was coming home. Subhanallah, I wish you could comprehend Arabic. Allah speaks about the discussion of the brothers in the night when they're going ready to harvest the crops early so that the beggars cannot come. فَانْتَلَقُوا وَهُمْ يَتَخَافَتُونَ. They advance while they discuss secretly amongst themselves. أَلَّا يَدْخُلَنَّهَا الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِسْكِينَ. No poor person must come. We harvest the crops before the beggars come. When the beggars come, they must pay the price that everybody pays. One of the brothers felt that, no, you know what? I think we're treading now wrong paths here. I think this is wrong we're doing. We're playing with Allah here. Look here, our respected father, may Allah give him Jannah, had a good practice. It looks tempting that we will make more money, but we don't know what were the hidden benefits of this charity. Nonetheless, they argued, but the others dominated, and they said, you know what, if you don't want to join us, you can stay behind. We're going to harvest the crops early in the morning. No poor man will get by doing so. We will multiply our income. You see, this is the way we thought. We think that we can make more money. Islam also teaches us a different way of multiplying wealth, and that is by giving on the name of Allah. فَانْتَلَقُوا وَهُمْ يَتَخَافَتُونَ أَلَّا يَدْخُلَنَّهَا الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِسْكِينَ وَغَدَوْا عَلَىٰ حَرْدٍ قَادِرِينَ. They only plotted this year to deprive the poor people of the charity. Allah Ta'ala says, فَطَافَ عَلَيْهَا طَائِفٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ. Allah sent a divine storm that came and burnt out that entire garden. وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ. While they were deep in their sleep. They did not even know. They're still planning, plotting. The entire thing has been reduced to ruins beyond recognition. فَانْتَلَقُوا. As they come to that garden, as that farm, ready to harvest the rich crops. وَغَدَوْا عَلَىٰ حَرْدٍ قَادِرِينَ. For a moment, the words of the Quran, it was destroyed beyond recognition that the initial reaction of the brothers were, إِنَّا لَضَالُّونَ. I think we came to someone else's farm. It was destroyed in such a way that for a moment, they contemplated. Again, they looked at the place from where they said, no, بَلْ نَحْنُ مَحْرُومُونَ. We have not made a mistake, we have been divinely deprived. The young brother who advised them seized the opportunity. He said, I warned you people, don't do this here. قَالَ أَوْسَتُهُمْ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ لَوْلَا تُسَبِّحُونَ. So, you know, brothers, you, for example, and I will make mention of it later here, Nabi alayhi salam encourages the businessman to give charity. A person has 10,000 rand, for example, his takings for the day. He gives 1,000 rand charity on the name of Allah. He comes home with 9,000. He feels he has multiplied, he has decreased that wealth. But I swear by Allah, that 1,000 has averted calamities of 90,000 rand. So one is to come home with 10,000. When the calamity comes, you have no choice. Now you pay for the medical bill, now you pay the penalties, now you pay the advocates, you pay the lawyers, and you get no sawab. You get absolutely no sawab in the process. Pay in advance and store in the bank of Allah. Get reward and have your calamities averted on the name of Allah. The hadith comes in Kanzul Ummal. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, "Kana fi man kana qablakum." In the previous nations, there was a man who had an evil practice. That whenever a bird would lay an egg and it would hatch and a nestling would be born, this man, cruel man, would come and snatch that bird mercilessly in front of the parents. فَشَكَى ذَلِكَ الطَّيْرُ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ مَا يَصْنَعُ الرَّجُلُ. So this bird complained to Allah that, "Ya Allah, you know, every time I lay an egg and it hatches and I have a child and nestling, this man with cruelty comes and snatches my little one. I'm defenseless, I can't do anything," and he just continues this cruelty to me. So Allah Ta'ala inspired the bird. The hadith comes in, Ibn Asakir has made mention of it, "In huwa aad fasa'uhlikuhu." If this man ever does this action again, I will destroy him. Subsequently, a few months later, again, the bird lays an egg, it hatches, there are two nestlings. This man got to know about it, he comes, wa asnada sullaman, with him he comes with his step ladder, he knew the exact precise location of that nest. فَلَمَّا كَانَ فِي طَرْفِ الْقَرْيَةِ When he was in that locality, لَقِيَهُ السَّائِلْ He met one beggar, and the beggar asked him for something, so he opened up whatever he had. فَأَعْطَاهُ رَغِيفًا مِّنْ زَادِهِ He took out a piece of bread and he threw it towards the beggar and he carried on. He came there, got onto the step ladder, get onto the nest, and mercilessly in the presence of the parents, he took that bird. وَأَبَوَاهُمَا يَنْظُرَانِ إِلَيْهِ And the parents are looking at this man and saying, "Ya Allah, what is this here?" Takes the nestlings and he goes away. So these birds complain to Allah. These are the words of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbana innaka wa'attana an tuhlikahu in aad. Waqad aad fa'akhadahuma walam tuhliku. Allah, you promised that when this man repeats this action, you'll destroy him. He has repeated it, but you haven't done anything. Allah then addressed those two birds and said, Awalam ta'lama anni la ahliku ahadan. تصدق في يوم بصدقة ذلك اليوم Don't you know I will never harm nor destroy any man who has given charity on a day. It does not give us permission that now I'm not advocating that you do wrong and at the same time give charity. But more than often we perpetrate crimes. We invite the wrath of Allah Ta'ala upon us. Why not make charity a common practice? The Nabi of Allah said, مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَتَصَدَّقُ بِصَدَقَةٍ إِلَّا حُفِذَ مِنْ أَنْ يَمُوتَ مِنْ لَدْغَةٍ أَوْ هَدْمَةٍ أَوْ مَوْتٍ بَغْتَ Whenever a man gives charity on that day, Allah will protect him from a sudden death, Allah will protect him from an accident, and Allah will protect him from him being bitten by a snake. In that same riwayat of Kanzul Ummal, it comes, there was a person in the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He used to annoy the people. So they came to Isa alayhi salam and they told Isa alayhi salam, this man has an evil practice. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam cursed him and said, today the man will die. يَمُوتُ أَحَدُ هَاُولَىٰ الْيَوْمِ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهِ The day passed on, people were happy, the curse of a Nabi, there is none to shelter this man. The next day comes, this man is still walking happily and he's, you know, okay and he's around. They came back to Isa alayhi salam, you cursed the man, but I don't know what happened. Perhaps the curse went somewhere else. This man is still living. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam says, call the man here. He was brought before Isa alayhi salam. He had a bundle of wood and it was wrapped up in a cloth. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam told him, drop this here on the floor. He drops it, hulla hatabak, open it. When he opens it, فَإِذَا فِيهَا حَيَّةٌ sauda. There is a venomous snake inside. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam told him, on my curse, the snake has been charged to poison you, but you did some action that has diverted my curse. Speak up, what is the good action you have performed? He says, no, I did absolutely nothing. Undur ma amilta, think properly, what have you done? He says, the only thing I can think, I was walking, a beggar came and I gave him a dirham, I gave it to him. He says, biha dufi'a anka. You have been saved from the curse of the Nabi of Allah because of that charity. Let us not underestimate what is this great amal that Allah has given us of charity. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna sadaqata sir tutfi'u ghadab al-rabbi. Inna sadaqata sir. Verily giving charity secretly. And this is what Allah loves the most, giving charity secretly. In one hadith, Nabi alayhi salam says, ثَلَاثَةٌ يُحِبُّهُمُ اللَّهِ وَثَلَاثَةٌ يُبْغِذُهُمُ اللَّهِ There are three people whom Allah loves, and there are three people whom Allah dislikes. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّهُمُ اللَّهِ Those whom Allah loves, رَجُلٌ أَتَى قَوْمًا A beggar came to a group of people. He came and says, give me something. They shun him. They told him, go from here. Everyone gave him, you know, were very hostile towards him. The beggar went out, disappointed, disheartened. One person from the gathering excused himself, quietly went to the man, took out something and gave him. لا يعلم بعطيته إلا الله والذي أعطى. Only Allah and the giver knows about this gift and of course the man receiving. This man, Allah loves him the most. In fact, in one riwayat it comes, لَمَّا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْأَرْضَ. When Allah created this earth, جَعَلَ التَّمِيدُ. The earth started shaking. Then Allah put mountains on the earth to give the earth stability. وَأَلْقَى فِي الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِيَ. You know, we talk of scientific research. The Quran has much to do with science and astronomy. Allah has, explained this in great detail. فَتَعَجَّبَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خَلْقِ الْجِبَالِ. So the angels were astonished, they were perplexed at the creation of the mountains. And they said, يَا رَبِّ هَلْ فِي خَلْقِكَ شَيْءٌ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ. Oh Allah, have you created any of your creation stronger than this mountains also, oh Allah? Allah said, yes, of course, indeed I do have al-hadid. I have created steel. وَأَنْزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدَ فِيهِ بَأْسٌ شَدِيدٌ. So then the malaika said, oh Allah, we don't even know about this. هَلْ فِي خَلْقِكَ شَيْءٌ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْحَدِيدِ. Have you created any creation stronger than steel also? Allah said, yes, of course. النار. I have fire that can burn steel. يَا رَبِّ هَلْ فِي خَلْقِكَ شَيْءٌ أَشَدُّ مِنَ النَّارِ. Oh Allah, do you have any creation stronger than fire? الْمَا. Yes, I have water that can extinguish fire. Oh Allah, do you have something stronger than water? Yes, الريح. I have wind that can blow water. يَا رَبِّ هَلْ فِي خَلْقِكَ. The angels are enjoying this dialogue with Allah. هَلْ فِي خَلْقِكَ شَيْءٌ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الرِّيحِ. Oh Allah, what about something stronger than wind in your creation? Allah says, yes, one action of man. ابن آدم يتصدق بيمينه فيخفيها من شماله. When man gives charity with his right hand and even his left hand doesn't know, I swear by my grandeur, it is better than everything. It is more noble than everything that I have created. This is the talent that Allah has given man through charity. What did the Nabi of Allah then say? Inna sadaqata sir la tutfi ghadab al-Rabbi. That charity discreetly, it cools down the anger of Allah. Wa inna sana'i' al-ma'roofi taqi masari' al-su. And verily, the performance of good deeds, the performance of good deeds will save a person from many calamities. It will save a person from many tragedies. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa inna qawla la ilaha illallah, the recitation of la ilaha illallah in abundance will save its reciter from 99 tragedies, the least of which is depression. The least of which is depression. So the first person in that hadith whom Allah loves is the one that gives charity. The second one whom Allah loves is Nabi alayhi salam say, people are traveling, they are tired and they are exhausted. Everybody put their head down. One man stands up, yatamallaquni wa yatlu ayati. He starts reading Quran and communicating with me. The third person who advances in the battlefield until he enjoys martyrdom, he is most beloved to me. What did the Nabi of Allah say with regards to charity? Sahaba asked him, أَيُّ الصَّدَقَةِ أَعْظَمُ أَجْرًا. Oh Nabi of Allah, which charity does Allah love the most? Nabi alayhi salam said, أَنْتَ صَدَّقَ وَأَنْتَ صَحِيحٌ شَحِيحٌ تَخْشَى الْفَقْرَ وَتَأْمُلُ الْبَقَى وَلَا تَمَهَّلْ حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ قُلْتَ لِفُلَانٍ كَذَا وَلِفُلَانٍ كَذَا. When you are healthy and you understand the benefits of that rand, dollar, pound and euro, and do not delay till your soul reaches your throat, and then you say so much to this organization and so much to this organization. And Nabi alayhi salam says, no, Allah waqad kana, now Shariat has decided how your estate will be distributed. Do not delay till then. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, dirhamun yunfiquhu ahadukum fi sihhatihi. One rand, $1, £1, €1, when you spend while you are healthy, is better than 100 if not 1,000 at the time of death. It's better than 100 if not 1,000 at the time of death. Abu Layth Samarqandi rahmatullah alayhi used to say that alayka bis sadaqa. One pious person by the name of Hassan ibn Abi Sinan. One woman came to him begging. And she was a very beautiful woman. She says, give me something. He looked at her. He was impressed by her beauty. He found that Allah had favored this woman with a lot of beauty. Allah forgive if somebody beautiful has to come to my house begging. Each man knows how vulnerable we are. We will abuse the situation. Looking at the desperation of that woman, we'll talk of other sadaqah instead of the sadaqah of money. Nevertheless, this woman came. Look at our pious predecessors. Look at their foresight. Look at their subhanallah. What examples they have left for us. He seen this woman. She was exceptionally beautiful. He told the slave, "Atiha arba'a mi'ah." You know what? Go take out 400 dirhams and give it to this woman. So the slave said, Ya Abdullah, sa'ilatun tas'aluka dirhama. The woman is asking you for one dirham. You are giving her 400 dirhams. He said, Nadartu ila jamaliha. I looked at the woman and I found that it is exceptionally beautiful. I feared that in relation of her desperation, it must not happen she goes and sells her izzat. She's desperate. She's a Muslim sister. And because she has beauty, she's prone to present herself. People will respond positively because she has external features. I said, let me give her 400, make her independent. She is beautiful. Let her get married with dignity and live a life with dignity. This was my foresight behind giving her 400 dirhams. I have no other intention. One beggar came in the presence of Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. He took out 200 rupees and he gave it to the person. As the man went out from there, someone told him that, Hazrat, we respect the contribution you have made, but this man, it is routine in his life to do this here. Why have you given him so much? He says, I took out this money and I gave it, making shukr to Allah that I'm not a beggar like this. What did Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi say? And I leave you with these thought-provoking advices. He said, make sadaqah a common practice. Make sadaqah a common practice. فَإِنَّ فِي الصَّدَقَةِ عَشْرُ خِصَالٍ مَحْمُودًا. There are 10 benefits in giving sadaqah. خَمْسَةٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَخَمْسَةٌ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. 5 you will see instantly in this world. يَا عِبَادِي أَعْطِيتُكُمْ قَرْضًا أَعْطِيتُكُمْ فَضْلًا وَسَأَلْتُكُمْ قَرْضًا فَمَنْ أَعْطَانِي شَيْئًا مِمَّا أَعْطَيْتُهُ عَجَّلْتُ لَهُ الْعَاجِلَ عَجَّلْتُ لَهُ الْخَلَفَ فِي الْعَاجِلِ وَذَخَّرْتُ لَهُ فِي الْآجِلِ. Oh my servant, I gave you surplus wealth. And occasionally I ask you to spend on my name. Whoever will give me willingly from that which I have given him. You know, you buy sweets for children. If you want it for yourself, you could buy yourself. But you just want to see, can they give? You say, okay, who's giving me? This one say, no, mine is nearly finished. That one say, okay, here, have it. Okay, keep it, my son. I don't want it. Next time I will buy you too. If I wanted, I could. What does Allah have to do with my money? My brother, what does Allah need on my... Allah is giving you another opportunity when that beggar comes to your door. What did he say? Give charity, make it a common practice. Why? There are 10 benefits. The first is, it will purify your wealth. Nabi alayhi salam said, Ala innal bay'a yahduruhu al-laghu wal-halafu wal-kidhbu. O businessmen, O those engaged in trade. Listen, the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam. Verily, commerce, business and trade is such an interaction where you are prone to lie. You are prone to utter things that are useless, in vain, that do not conform with the dictates of Shariat. So make it a common practice daily to take out sadaqah, to purify your wealth and to serve as an atonement for things uttered during the course of the day which were not in accordance to the dictates of Shariat. Therefore, I urge the brothers in this gathering, brothers, make this a common practice daily to take out some charity, to purify your wealth and to save you from calamities. The second, tathheerul badan, it will purify your health and your body. The Quran says, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. That take wealth from them and purify them. Giving sadaqah purifies your wealth, purifies your body. Thirdly, Nabi alayhi salam said, دَاوُوا مَرْضَاكُمْ بِالصَّدَقَةِ. Oh my sahaba, how about curing your sick through sadaqah? Oh my sahaba, how about curing your sick through sadaqah? Give charity on the name of Allah and Allah will cure your sick. The fourth, Nabi alayhi salam says, إِدْخَالُ السُّرُورِ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It brings joy to the believer. And the noblest of actions is to bring joy to the believer. Today the beggar is obligated to that wealthy man. I swear by Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will turn it around. Nabi alayhi salam said, إِنَّ لِلْمَسَاكِينَ الدَّوْلَةَ. Just as the wealthy have kingdom in this world, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will give a kingdom to the poor people. Allah will tell all the poor people, go around and walk around in Jannah. أُنْذُرُوا مَنْ أَطْعَمَكُمْ فِي اللَّهِ لُقْمَةً. Go and see if you can find any man who fed you a morsel. أَصَّقَاكُمْ شُرْبًا. What did the Nabi of Allah say? أَفْضَلُ الصَّدَقَ أَن تُشْبِعَ كَبِدًا جَائِئًا. The noblest form of charity is to fill a hungry stomach. To fill a hungry stomach. To bring joy to that believer. So this beggar will move around. That is why my Nabi said, شَرُّ طَعَامِ الْوَلِيمَ. That is the most evil food of walima. يُدْعَى إِلَيْهَا مَنْ يَعْبَاهَا. That you invite those who don't want to come and you leave those poor people who are desperate for that food. Brothers, we call those wealthy people to add a flavor to our gathering. But for that man, you can't impress him whether you give him prawns on the table or you give him anything else. He has 10 other dawahs, he's trying to slot you in. He comes out moaning and groaning. My Nabi said, call the poor people. Your son and your daughter-in-law needs the dua of the friends of Allah more than the presence of the wealthy. I do not say do not call the wealthy, but do not bring them at the cost of... Nabi alayhi salam said, Walima is such a sunnah, but that's an evil thing. Give sadaqah and tushbi'a kabidan ja'ir, to feed a hungry stomach. Sahaba said, Alana fil baha'imi ajr. O Nabi of Allah, if I feed an animal, will I get sadaqah, will I get reward? Nabi alayhi salam said, satisfy the hunger of any creature and jannat is yours. Satisfy the hunger of any creature and jannat is yours. So these are the benefits. Number 5, Allah will give you barakat in your wealth. This is a deception that, you know, from one shop to another, there is barakat. Then all these chain stores, they go to most of barakat. That is not barakat, my brother. I swear by Allah, you're more engrossed, you're more engaged. You have no time for deen, for Allah, for nothing. Barakat is from that one shop, you are content. You are sitting at home. You don't need to multiply. Barakat is something that is inconceivable to a kafir. From one shop to another, two to three, that's ordinary maths, even a child understands it. Give charity and Allah will give you barakah. There's so much more to mention, my time has left. Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi says, لَوْ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِي الصَّدَقَةَ فَضِيلَةَ سِوَى دِعَاءَ الْفُقَرَاءَ. If there was no virtue in charity other than the dua of the poor, it was enough to make sadaqah wajib. If there was nothing other than dua, I often tell the wife, and I mention it, that someone comes home to work, don't finish the man's sweat out and give him less. Let the man leave with a happy heart, spend extra 10 rand, and take that dua will travel with your progeny. That dua will travel with your progeny, take them happy in life, that will avert calamities and tragedies from you. May Allah Ta'ala give us the ability, I can explore the topic much more, my time has left, that we make use of our wealth and channel it in avenues that earns the pleasure of Allah. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.